Curiosity. What are you so curious about?
Everything.
Mr. Curiosity.
Alrighty, folks. Joe Snedeker here, Mr. Curiosity, and the gang. And Mindy has to leave early, so this is going to be a quick podcast.
No,
right?
No.
See, I just want to make
Don't
her feel
blame
bad.
Me. I'm going to be here for the entirety.
She'll stay for 2 hours.
I'm going to stay late.
The morning crew is stripped down. Mindy Ramsey, we have John Meyer here. And because you are the man behind the scenes, how much information do we want to give?
I can, the bell.
Just initials?
The bell's there. The bell's there.
Let's bring him into the forefront.
The bell's there.
All right. Sean Dunn is here. He's our web master, only in my lingo, but he's really media content supervisor, provider.
Digital director.
Okay. Yeah,
media content supervisor provider.
I like that. I may switch it.
That seems a little long to me, but whatever. But he's the man behind the curtain.
What are you providing?
What are you providing?
Content. Digitally.
Digitally content.
Yeah. The funny part is just think in 1992 or something, if someone said, this is a future job, you'd be like, huh? Because there's no internet, there's no cell phone, there's nothing.
Dial up the.
Was that even around in 92?
Yes, it was.
I think it started like 92.
Because I did a story on it in
92.
Yeah.
That was when it was
middle school.
May I ask when you were in college?
I graduated in 2000, so 96 to 2000. Definitely had internet for that.
Yeah.
I'd say middle school.
But it was at the infancy, yeah.
Middle school, maybe internet kind of.
So some future wizard sees you when you're in third grade and says, you're going to be doing this job in the future that deals with things that don't even exist now. You'd be like, tell me more, great wizard.
Maybe. we had computers
know,
and things like
whole
that.
World
so it wasn't,
now,
you know,
we couldn't have predicted
thing.
All this.
I mean, WNEP.com and emails and internet. And
we couldn't have predicted the interweb.
It's weird. Just,
except
isn't
for
it like
if you
whole...
were Al Gore, maybe. But.
Yeah, that's right. All right, so we're going to do a brown bag. Keep your questions coming. Brownbag@WNEP.com. Brownbag@WNEP.com. That's what we do, right? The morning crew and Sean and guests sometimes, we answer your questions. And this is only good as the questions provided.
Sometimes they're bad.
They're lame. And then what? We can't make fun of the lamers, can we?
Well, we can.
Okay.
John Meyer, I can't believe you. I mean,
I know,
you're
Mr.
the Boy I'm, Scout.
Know,
you're the nice guy.
Mindy, I'm a dark influence on him. And
he
I think
is
it's slowly
definitely
it's slowly
a dark influence,
in.
Right?
You know what? I thought it was me, but it's really you.
It's me.
Yes.
It's him.
Yes.
Yeah.
And if you saw all my friends, I'm like Mr. Goody of my bunch.
Really? So,
really?
Yeah, yeah.
They're worse than you?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Hard to believe.
Wow.
I was brought up by a pack of wolves.
You're just slightly feral. It's okay.
And I'm the one with no vices. All right, who's going first then? Sean is going to go first.
Oh, Sean, go ahead.
He's the new guy. And
Sean
has
to sit through this week after week after week.
I'm the new guy who's been here from the beginning.
He's in every podcast that has to sit through it.
I'm the new guy who literally from episode one.
Yeah, but you never picked, did you? This is your first pick.
First pick ever, yeah.
First pick.
I can't believe it took this long.
I know, this is going to be bad. I already know
that. As digital content producer,
provider.
I like this one. This is
right,
you like
good,
a good one.
Start.
I gotta use
good
it.
Now.
All right, woo, 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 woo. All right, so this one is from Joe.
All right, Big Joe.
And it says, for weddings in NEPA, the customary gift is cash instead of a physical present. I think in other parts of the country, a physical gift is more customary. Is this a local thing?
Wow, now I'm getting an education. I know nothing about this. Do you guys?
Well, last time I went to a wedding with you, you brought a brown paper bag that said, here's your money, honey, or something on like that on it. So,
all right. So,
like ransom.
Yeah. Well, here's the deal. My wife was away for a wedding, and I was invited to a wedding. She was away with her parents for a week. So I'm alone going to a wedding. And she always, when we're going to a wedding, tells me how to dress. Go get the card, and everything's appropriate and official.
Of course.
So now I'm on my own, and this is my first wedding on my own. I'm like, this is great. Oh I gosh. Dress semi-casual, right?
Mm-hmm.
No fancy, shiny shoes, and I'm like, I'm not going to go get a card. A card? Could you picture me getting a wedding card with a little foofy edge to it and everything?
No, I can't picture that.
So I get a brown bag. Hey, this is brown bag segment. I get a brown bag like you'd have for lunch when you're going to elementary school. And it was about, a foot, one of those bags about a foot or so tall. Not like a big grocery bag.
No, it was like a sack lunch.
Sack lunch. And I go to the ATM and I get, I think it was $200 in ones. $200 in ones.
That is awesome.
And I just filled up the bag with $1 bills. Wow. And then I crumbled the top of the bag and I put that message on there. What did I don't even remember.
Something like, it's money for your honey or I don't know. Something like that.
And that was my wedding present.
I just thought it was very creative.
Yeah, but my wife would, and they loved it too. Mm-hmm. And that's the one they're going to remember. But my wife would have never allowed that to happen if she went to the wedding with me. Isn't that pretty weird?
That is weird.
But back to the question. So do you have the answer? Anybody? You guys are – Mindy, you're probably the most prominent world traveler.
Well, I mean, I've lived in a lot of places.
Yeah. So do yeah. – is this
– I mean, you've lived in Western PA as well.
No, but I think he said other countries. What do they do?
No, other
just
places.
A local, is oh, okay. it a local thing or
– I can say from experience that elsewhere. When we got married, most people brought money. Charlotte McBride, who – is from the South.
Right.
She brought a present.
Oh, she did. Oh.
And she said she was really surprised. She had only been here for a little while. I think this was her first Northeastern PA wedding that she went to.
Right.
That she was stunned that there weren't a table full of presents.
Oh,
she didn't know where to put her present.
That confirms this question.
I think it does. And she said in the South, everyone brings a present to the wedding.
Get out
of
here.
Oh, that's
here.
Funny.
But there
see,
are registries.
There like, are, but yeah. a lot of but that in the Northeast, I think family? Now that goes to the shower.
Yeah. Oh,
like right. The brides right. have a shower and all the gifts right, go to the right, shower right. and then you get money for the right. wedding. I think that's kind of – it was interesting though because Charlotte was like, where am I supposed to put the gift?
Yeah, if I were to give a gift at a wedding, I'd feel like a total idiot.
Really?
Yeah.
See, I think the Midwest is more half and half.
Really?
A lot of people give money, but a lot of people do give gifts as well. So, but it's not all one or the other, I feel like.
And come depends. To think of it, where I grew up, there'd be a lot of gifts, too, at weddings.
Yeah. See, you were kind of Midwestern, even though
where
you're
where I grew up wants to be Midwest.
Oh, yeah,
but
yeah,
it
yeah.
also wants to be Northeast, and it doesn't know
where to go.
What to
well,
do.
You're getting close to the border.
He said yeah. pop growing up.
Oh, yeah. It's pop, not yeah. soda.
Yeah, that's a Midwest.
So did I.
Yeah.
So did I.
Is Yinza?
Not where I live. That's more towards Pittsburgh, but close. But if I called it soda when I was a kid, everyone would have made fun of me. My cousins called it soda, and we'd be like, oh, soda, you're so fancy.
Soda was fancy.
Oh, yeah. When wow. they come in and say soda, oh, you're from New York, and you call it soda.
And in Northeastern PA, you have to say soda.
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 My parents will ask my daughters when they were little, do they want a pop? And they thought they meant lollipop.
Oh, yeah,
and they were
yeah.
like, yeah. No, no, they meant
to
soda.
Me, it's like, pop is like a Norman Rockwell 50s thing. Pop.
It's just Midwest.
Well,
they still say pop.
That's Iowa.
That's hey, what do I know? I still say, remember this from last week or 2 weeks ago? I still say width, length, and
height.
Height.
Height. Oh,
I
yeah.
Still, I
that
can't
was a good revelation.
You got to change it to height.
Height.
I can't even say height. That sounds wrong.
You have to
I
say
I can't
it.
Be the only one. You guys thought too, no?
No, I knew.
Height's
I
mean, a pretty
I'm
important
educated...
word in my vernacular. So it's a pretty important word.
Height.
In my, height. It comes
he's
up a lot
kinda,
with me.
He's kind of tall.
Amazed. I'm embarrassed to myself, and I consider myself a well-educated man and an educator, and I was saying my whole
but
life.
But it just height. Depends on what you grew up with.
And that's what people here say.
People made fun of me when I moved to Bangor, Maine, because I was anchoring the news one time, and I can't even say it anymore
uh-oh.
The right way or the wrong way. I said something about there was a fire. It started on the roof.
You rough. Said rough.
I said rough.
I know people that say it that
you
way.
Said and, people say rough.
And yeah. people laughed at me, and I'm like, why are you laughing? Like, I didn't think I said anything wrong, but now I say roof.
So that's a lesson in, yeah, yeah. we're victims of our circumstances.
You call those words chimney.
Oh, yeah.
Pillow.
Yeah.
Battery.
Battery. Yep.
Pancakes.
My grandma said pancakes.
She says pancakes.
Yeah. Yeah.
Where I grew up, if you're going out to eat, you're going to get a hamburg. Not a hamburger.
Oh. Hamburg.
Just a hamburger.
They would say that in Maine, too. They would say hamburg, and I thought it was so weird.
Just huh. a hamburg.
But I still say height should be height and not height.
Well no one's going to correct you in Northeastern PA. So
you can say whatever you want, Joe.
There's a GTH there. Why would you?
No, there's not.
There's not. There's
no,
not.
It ends in a T, man.
Ends in a T.
Okay, here we go. All right. Why do...
Do you need the bell?
No, this is good.
Is there
I
a bell?
Love this. I love this.
I wish people could see his reaction when he read it.
Why do people go slow in the passing lane always have the same look on their face?
That is awesome.
Tell me that has been hilarious.
It's so true.
Why do people who go slow in the passing lane always have the same look on their face? So is that universal? Sean, could you describe that look? There,
it's can you like do an, it think, for us?
It's Sean. Like an unawareness. The mouth is open.
Mouth slightly agape.
Mouth slightly agape
because you're daydreaming, dude.
Yeah. And no idea.
Gonna, at some point, they're gonna realize they just traveled 30 miles and don't remember any of it. It's those people.
And there's a whole line of cars behind.
It's an aloofness. The mouth's open.
It's not intentional.
No,
you're just unaware.
You go into a daze,
and you're like, "Oh my gosh, yeah. I just backed everyone up."
Yeah.
So, what other characteristics? The mouth is partially open. Is the seat
blank stare? Just
blank stare.
The seat's straight up.
Yeah, straight up, intending to be very close to the steering wheel.
Dangerously close. If the airbag were to go up.
I'm actually fascinated sometimes where you see how close to the steering wheel some people could drive.
I know.
There's never a smile, right? It's always a look of seriousness, I think.
Yeah.
And complete unawareness that what's going on.
Around them.
So we don't know why, but it's a good observation, sir.
That's a great question.
Whoever sent that in, good stuff.
All right. That's perfect brown
You
bag.
Think that was me one day, and it never –
No, I made
never,
that up. I made that up just about you. Mindy is not a slow lane.
I would be so angry if somebody thought that that was me because, like, that is – I'm so anti that. It's so frustrating to me.
We'll see if someone breaks the cycle. We have to be extra observant.
We'll observe
if you notice someone, then
passing someone on the right.
And they're like all happy, leaning back in their car.
I caught myself driving back from the eclipse that I was that guy.
Wait, what?
We were on, you know, an expressway on Route 15 north of Williamsport. It's 4-lane. And I got passed on the right by a couple people. And I was like, oh.
Yeah, but were you going extra slow?
Not extra, but too slow.
You were probably exhausted, right?
I think I was.
Was your mouth agape?
Were you next to the steering wheel?
I think everyone in the car was asleep except for me.
Yeah.
And I was going too slow.
It was a tiring day.
Mindy, you were struggling with this question.
Well, I'm a little tired. this is actually a good question. It's a good observation.
Ooh, all right.
Why is it on the morning show and the 6 p.m. news, why do the guys always sit on the left? I have watched WNEP for 30 years, and it was that way back then.
Is this true?
From Nathan. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's the way it's always been here.
Longer than that, even.
Yeah. But I've been at other stations, and I've sat on the right.
That was my next question. Okay.
Yeah.
So I didn't know.
Or the vice versa. Whatever.
I did find it interesting when I first got here that it was considered that the right was the male chair and the left was the female chair. Is that the
no,
when you're looking at the set?
When you're looking at the set,
screen right,
screen right,
screen right,
yeah,
yeah.
And I was told that that's just what it is. And the single anchor, then, if Mindy say I'm off, she has to move to the male chair.
Yeah, which this is a little
and
bit.
It was even described.
It sounds
that way.
A little bit discriminatory, doesn't it? Yeah.
If it's a single anchor, the female then sits in the male chair.
I'm sensing a little patriarchal.
I feel like we should maybe change the vernacular.
Yeah.
It's just the single anchor chair versus the dual anchor setup.
What's funny is if we were to, and this is just a behind the scenes tidbit, is if Mindy and I were to say, all right, this morning we're going to be different.
And just stand up and shift.
And just flip it. All of the, we have templates in our system for all the shows. So then all of the graphics that come up on the bottom of the screen with our names are all loaded to have it for which side of the screen we're on.
Mm-hmm.
So we would just have the wrong names underneath us.
But that would be kind of fun, wouldn't it? I could be John Meyer.
Mindy, this is your chance, though, to give us a patriarchal vent. Come on.
No,
I
don't care that much.
It probably was just done to make it easy to do that for the templates and stuff like that.
And that makes sense. As long as they're not saying, like, one chair is better than the other.
Okay.
When,
but if you,
know.
You look at a car from the front, the main driver's there. If you're looking on the right, now the driver's seat in control, the man on the right in control. Come on, lose it.
When I was in Bangor, I sat on that side and the male anchor sat on the other side. So
I'm going to bring this up next time. He is off and you're solo anchoring. I'm going to say, Mindy, don't take his chair.
Well, no, you have to because that's the solo
She'll just
anchor
sit
template.
In all other chair.
Well, here's another little behind the scenes. Speaking of the male chair or the chair, is that I have my own chair that no other anchor can use
because it's so tall.
They had to order a special chair that would be lower so that they could fit me in the screen right, so that my head wouldn't get cut off.
And we've also found out you can't do the weather here because your head gets cut off.
Sean, you were involved with all the figuring out of the logistics. What are we going to do with John?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, back then.
We got to get him a new chair.
At least a week. At least a week of trying multiple kinds of chairs.
How it's all going to fit.
Well, you know you're an anomaly. Just
I know. I accept it. I actually like that I have my own chair.
I like it.
It's all so funny. I was watching the NCAA championship with the women. You know, obviously, like, Iowa was in it, and they were doing so good. And it was fun to watch. But I remember watching, I think it was South Carolina had a woman on there that was 6'7". And I'm like, oh, she's the same height as John Meyer. Yeah.
My kids were amazed by that when they realized, like, wow, she's as tall as you.
It is crazy. Yeah.
Yeah.
All right, big guy, you're up, Mr. Tall Guy. He doesn't even have to – look, Mindy, he doesn't even have to get off his seat. Yeah, he just reaches his arm. He's like stretch man, and he goes right in there. All that height.
Height, right.
It's all that height.
Hi, Joe. Maybe this is more of a question for Mindy, you know, because she's a woman and all.
Ooh. Oh,
sexism, sexism.
But can someone explain permanent jewelry to me? I do not understand what makes it permanent. Does it get ironed onto your body?
Well, wait a minute. Makes She's no the only one laughing. I never even heard that
I
term.
Didn't even know permanent jewelry is a thing.
What is
makeup,
permanent jewelry?
I've heard makeup. Like,
yeah. Okay. So you guys haven't heard this?
Permanent jewelry.
So this was actually something I think that came up in a bingo that I was actually at. It was the gift. It was the prize for one of the bingos was permanent jewelry. And so at first I thought tattoos, but that's not what they meant.
Necklace,
no
tattoo bracelet.
No, permanent jewelry is like a bracelet that is welded on, so you can't take it off. This one I can actually take off because it's a screwball, so I can unscrew it. But
it's
almost
challenging.
It's hard to get it off,
interesting.
And I can't take it on and off too many times because the metal will eventually break. So this isn't really permanent, but it's that idea. But they just weld it on.
So do you just keep that one on?
I keep this one on all the time. Yeah.
But you put on jewelry that then is
a bracelet that's welded on. They have to and then you don't take it off.
It's like a shackle.
Yes, it's shackle like.
Yeah.
Or earrings where the loop is soldered or, right?
I've never seen that. Maybe. Yeah.
Interesting.
You could do that, but I don't know.
Then it's stuck in your ear forever.
Yeah.
I'm liking this.
So that's permanent jewelry.
That's permanent jewelry.
That's permanent jewelry.
And I used to have a
permanent nose ring? You did?
No, I used to have a belly ring.
Okay.
And I ended up having – is this too personal?
No, I love it.
Are you sure? Okay.
Keep going.
Just ring
the
bell.
We've got the
bell. Ring the bell if I get too graphic for you. No, when I had Ava, my first child, I had a belly ring that was in. And I had an emergency C-section. And they always tell you if you go into surgery, you have to take all your jewelry off. So I was freaking out. They're like, we have to take you to the OR right now. And I was like, but I have a belly ring. you know how you get really irrational at that point. They're like, it's fine. Don't worry about it. So, yeah, I left it in. But then with Macy, I did take it out. So
if you're at the airport and you have a belly ring, that's going to
– It doesn't trigger anything.
Does jewelry not trigger anything?
Like if you have a watch on or something, sometimes it does.
An amount. Like.
Yeah.
Like I had earbuds on, and I forgot, and they were down into my chest. And the guy stopped me, and he goes, "We have to look at your chest." And he was like, "And
maybe because that has some electronic
with a little bit of metal
in it. Maybe because it has electronic in it that it sensed it.
Yeah,
I forgot I even had them on. Maybe you need a big belly.
Yeah, but if you have like a you know wedding ring or something.
Yeah, I guess I've gone through with my wedding band, and it never sets it off.
Doesn't set it off.
Belt
buckles.
Yeah.
So perhaps for the next wedding I go to, I'm going to offer up permanent jewelry.
Permanent jewelry.
I'm going to bring a welder with me.
You
some
could.
Some wrought iron, and we're just going to go.
Come like a solder gun.
A welding rod, yes, and the helmet.
Oh, my gosh, that's a great idea.
And I'm the permanent jewelry inflictor.
I think you helped Carol out.
I hope I helped Carol out.
Good question, Carol.
Yeah, Carol, the three guys had never learned.
We had no idea.
Permanent jewelry.
Yes, there you go.
All right, Sean.
You guys all need it.
Sean's right, though, otherwise known as shackles.
The dark side of permanent jewelry.
That could be a documentary.
Coming to WNEP+.
Good plug there, Sean.
Oh, that's a long one. We like Sean, no compliments, no bird questions, no French-derived words, and you got to keep them short. That's
this
breaking
one,
the rule.
Yeah, this one seems a little bit of a complaint.
Oh, we like those. They're funny.
Complaints are
They're funny. Funny.
So here we go. the subject line is "Get rid of the pictures." I feel like I'm watching.
Is this the one we did already?
Well, this one started out good. I feel like I'm watching Hatchy Malachi on WNEP.
Okay, great show, by the way.
Okay, boys and girls, please send your pictures in to Mindy or John. I mean, come on. We have Kurt and his dog show. Mindy and John with their feel-good pictures. Joe, who always comes off like he hates holidays. But God forbid We better get excited about St. Patrick's Day. Joe and Jose the Dysfunctional Leprechaun are too much. I like his friend from Honesdale, but not as the Dysfunctional Leprechaun. It's just over the top.
Also, this is a series of complaints.
Yeah, they just were airing it all out. Yeah.
It started about pictures and just kept going.
Yeah.
So what do you guys
What did
think?
The person like? Was there something in there they liked?
Well, they mentioned Hatchimal Adam, so I thought that we're going down a different road.
The only thing they like is your friend from Honesdale.
Yeah,
and he's not technically from Honesdale, but he does appear mostly naked in Honesdale.
Mostly naked in Honesdale. Interesting. So he's upset over you guys with the pictures. I wonder why that bothers some people, because we've had this before. Why would that, of all things, bother people?
I don't know. Some people love it, and it does bother some people.
I feel like if I didn't have pictures to share, I would be upset by it.
Oh, so a little picture envy.
FOMO.
Sean is here as the deep, deep, maybe eccentric thinker. So you're seeing it from his perspective. He's angry at something he can't participate in.
It's misplaced anger. He just doesn't have pictures to share, but feels like that nobody should share pictures.
Oh.
Wow.
See, we like the pictures because, if I may speak for John as well.
She could.
We talk about all the time, those pictures often bring us to events that we didn't have a camera person or a journalist or a reporter to go to. Yep. Yeah, it's more coverage of local events and things people are doing. And it's fun to get a little peek into their lives. That's what I like about it.
Yeah.
And as for his other complaint, Sean, you have to psychoanalyze me now because he's right. I'm anti most holidays, but yet push St. Patrick's Day on everyone. And what am I doing?
I think it's because it's not the kind of holiday that everybody celebrates and looks forward to in that way. So you're trying to be the outsider, like
counterculture.
Lots of people celebrate Christmas, lots of people celebrate Easter or whatever. St. Patrick's Day is sort of like not traditionally celebrated like those holidays. Obviously,
that's not true, Sean. It's because he doesn't have to go to church.
I was going to say.
He doesn't have to go to his in-laws.
So the reason I love St. Patrick's Day is, first of all, the green, it's March. Everything about it is like spring and energy and fun. And all the other holidays, Thanksgiving, Christmas, I mean, if you want to throw in like Valentine's Day and stuff, they all involve me to do things I don't necessarily want to do. In-laws, long mass, buy stuff, decorate. I don't want to do any of that. Okay? Does that make me a bad person?
Sort of.
Maybe a little, but that's okay.
I love my in-laws, but you have to go. I have short attention span. I don't want to hang out with anyone for 8 hours all day. Okay? It's not even you guys.
But you have to hang out with us every day for that long.
Oh, yeah. That's different. It's periodic and it's work.
Now, and
but the reason I love St. Patrick's Day, could you guys think, honestly, of another holiday, if you want to even call it a holiday, that there are no obligations? Now, the 4th of July is an awesome holiday. It's summer, fireworks, but there's still obligations.
The picnics.
Yeah, you got to do stuff.
Oh, we got to see fireworks. You got
to
grill.
Well, don't you have a parade obligation after all these years? Like, you have to go to the parade. Your friends make you.
They kind of make me. I'm a big fan of St. Patrick's Day, and I think it's the obligation part. But yet, let's reverse this. Let's say it's Christmas, and I have nowhere to go. I have no family.
You'd be sad.
You'd be really sad.
I'd be sad loser. Mm-hmm. So I admit that I am a hypocrite. Okay?
All right.
And Sean's helping me work through my problems.
Sean's
talk about an intercession after
this. Okay.
He could be your life coach.
Can we make appointments with Sean?
Yeah.
Sean, when do you have availability next week?
I'll check my schedule.
What's your copay?
It was included in his title, provider.
It's a
mental health care provider.
Yes, yeah, digital content / mental health care.
Yeah, provider was in
there. Oh,
provider
I love it.
Was in there. All right, here we go. Another question. And oh, my goodness, it's all over the place here. There's a big one up there. This is from Linda Monday. Is that a fake name or what? How do I even find the question? Am I missing something here?
Sean, he might need some help. It looks tattered. Why is that one so tattered?
It's been in there a long time,
That's
maybe?
That's the question.
Since the fraudulent government bought up most of the news media. That is a rash statement right there that I don't know if that's justified. Just wondering if they're controlling the weather with all these airplanes that I hear crop planes looking at them going up and down all the time, and I see white stripes, and then they just keep getting bigger and bigger, and more planes are coming, so they tell you when the sun comes out now. All right. All of this has one message in there, and you probably guys have heard of not contrails, but what?
Chemtrails.
I think this is a chemtrailer here, and it's funny how so out of a plane's exhaust, there's a lot of water vapor, and that condenses in the upper atmosphere to make stripes of water, clouds. They're man-made clouds courtesy of the jet. So people then confuse that with out of the jet must be coming chemicals, and this is seeding the people below, and we're all mind-controlled government zombies. So I ran into a couple chemtrail people, and I had a conversation. And they, I just want to introduce this because they said to me, oh, yeah, Snedeker, if that's just water vapor, why is it on some days you'll see a jet go overhead and there's nothing behind it, yet on other days there's a long trail and it lasts all the way across the sky? And they think, like, that's their actual point. Yeah, like, ha. And I'm like, that's the level of ignorance of some of these people. So on some days, what comes out of the jet at 25, 30,000 feet is water vapor. But the air is so dry at that level, it immediately dissolves and dissipates into the air. So you don't see it. The air is so dry at 30,000 feet. If the air up that height is saturated or near saturation, just like here on the Earth's surface, then the contrail exists and lasts and stretches across the whole sky. We experience this as humans. You ever see on a cold winter day, maybe you can see your breath, but it doesn't persist. It just comes out and then it dissipates. Other days, if it's like a cold, moist atmosphere, you'll exhale and the breath will stay and you'll see the condensation. Or no.
Is it like the really cold day and you take really hot water and throw it in the air and it?
Similar. Yeah. So it depends on the relative humidity and dew point and moisture content of the air that the plane is flying through. Sometimes it lasts. Sometimes it evaporates rather quickly. That's why they vary from time to time and
I'm
place to place.
I'm glad you explained that because I have heard people use that argument before. And
they think – so they think there's a pilot hitting a switch. Chemtrail.
No, that's a really good explanation even for people that don't think they're chemtrails.
Right.
Yeah.
So because you do notice there's a difference. Some days there's so many contrails in the air.
And that's because the upper atmosphere
is moist. It almost makes it a little bit cloudy.
Yeah, and meteorologists know this. That's moisture increasing at the jet stream level, 30,000 feet. And that's why the air is so saturated. Now a plane goes through it, all of its moisture just stays there with it. And it lasts for hours sometimes.
Yeah, because sometimes if you're in a busy air travel area,
that's why it
can almost cloud up the sky a little bit because they stick around.
Just like here at the surface, weather in the upper atmosphere varies from day to day, even hour to hour. And that's what controls the propagation and length of contrails. But this statement started out like this, remember, since this fraudulent government.
Bought all the media.
So there you go.
That's a deep assumption right there.
There you go. Well, Linda's wearing her little tinfoil hat. It's
Linda,
okay.
No offense, but I'm just trying to give you some facts. You can believe what you want to believe. Mindy will support you and say you're a wonderful person.
That's my role in life, to support others and say they are wonderful. This is Eric from the Skook.
I like it already.
I don't know. Not sure, Eric.
Look at John. He has that look.
I'm trying to read over her shoulder.
What happens if you're riding up an escalator, then as you near the top, all of a sudden you trip and fall? Well, I'm guessing.
He's trying to make
forward.
Yeah, I don't
backwards.
Even. That's like, I can see. I thought he was going to say jump or something. But
yeah,
you fall
just
forward.
Yeah.
So you're riding up.
You're almost to the top.
Well, I guess
forward,
if you hit, you can trip and fall and you'll
faster.
Just fall. Yeah. You'll still fall.
Yeah. Or if you like fall backwards, you could just like tumble, somerset down the somersault.
Well, you could trip. You could trip at the top of an escalator if you don't step over that little lip.
Moving forward.
Right.
You got to step over the lip or you'll trip.
Right.
At the top.
Yeah.
Because, with the kids, you got
to
show them that.
I know. You always have to, hold them over
it. Maybe you're going down. The elevator cable breaks. You trip.
No, it says you're riding up an escalator.
Oh, escalator. Oh, I'm sorry. I was thinking elevator the whole time.
No.
So you're up an escalator.
Then as you near the top,
what happens if
you fall?
You fall, but it doesn't say which way you fall.
Yeah. Plus, I think I've done that many times.
Thankfully, you survived.
Yeah.
Thanks, Eric, from
Thanks,
the Spook.
Eric.
We went to Universal Studios with the kids, and I think Jake, our six-year-old, loved the escalators at the airport and other places as much as he did the rides.
Oh, they are
else.
Fun.
He loves escalators.
Those flat people mover ones are fun.
Oh, those are
like,
fun too.
I like those.
Oh,
he
I love
the
those.
People movers.
Yeah.
I go out of my way to not use them. My
I
wife
love
thinks
those.
I'm nuts. That's true. She loves them too. I'm like, no, how
you
dare
just,
that thing
you
off
You barely
of me.
Put any effort forward, and you're just walking like a
yeah,
superhero.
Yeah, the kids thought they were. We were flying,
yeah.
walking
Isn't
across those.
It's a cool feeling. It's a cool feeling. You just got to try it.
I'm almost like they're saying, do you need help walking? I'm like, no, stop this. Get away from me.
I think you've got a little bit of a chip on your shoulder. I think you should
Sean?
No, okay. The frustrating thing about those is when you have a slow person on the left.
Oh,
they
yes.
stand.
Oh, yeah. You can't
people
stand,
that stand
on the left.
On the left.
They stand
oh.
on the left.
Oh, you're on the people
you're on
movers.
The people mover,
there are two lanes.
Get on there.
There are two
and
lanes
they
on it.
Stand in the left.
Oh, they're not walking.
They're not walking.
You got to walk on the left.
Yeah, if you're going like to stand, you have to be on the right side.
Yeah,
you can stand
right.
if you want.
See, I've never been on one because I can yeah. walk faster than those.
I can't imagine getting on it and just standing, though.
No.
Well, if you're real tired,
I
you need
I'd
a little
say,
break.
No, aside from any medical condition, I say if you go on that and you stand, you're lazy. End of story.
Maybe you're just carrying a heavy bag.
No, you're lazy. If it's the dad.
It no excuse.
It's the dad in me coming out. You're lazy.
Get a job.
If I saw my daughter on that, I'd be like, do not walk on that thing. Walk. Use those legs.
So, Joe, John, or Mindy, why don't you guys ever have a viewer on Mr. Curiosity once in a while? Because I have listened and watched the podcast and would like to be a viewer on it properly like most other viewers and listeners. Joey.
Joey would like to come on to Mr. Curiosity? Huh.
Well, so the evolution of this podcast started out with all viewers. They were guests.
Yes.
Yeah.
And then COVID hit and it was all through Zoom and that was terrible. I hated it. Talking to someone on a monitor.
Oh, yeah.
And then right after COVID started to end, we weren't allowed to have any people here. I don't even know if we still are. What do you think, Sean?
I think
it's
a little now, but
yeah.
it's still.
Yeah, it's still. The whole world has changed. So we can't have a lot of people in the building. We can't have tours anymore. The world has changed. So to have people
I think that's
here,
a shame, by the way.
Me it too. Is. Yeah.
That we can't have tours, I think it's a shame.
Yeah. So
that's my opinion.
This may all change in coming days,
It's
weeks,
just more
years.
Complicated
It's
now.
More complicated. But we have guests here, and Sean isn't a viewer, but we've had periodic people come here. And I've had, didn't we have an outsider here or no?
We had Jose. We had Is he
Jose.
An outsider?
He's an outsider.
He could be considered an outsider.
Yeah, and if you go back to the
in
viewers,
many, many
but
ways.
Definitely had, you know, the very first episode that was about Mrs. T.
Mrs. T's brogue, yeah. Tom Clark. We've yeah. had a lot of outsiders, or at least now outsiders here. But we're going to evolve through
So
this
are you
podcast.
Saying a big fat no to Joey? Is that what you're saying?
Joey, what do you have to offer? That's what I want to say. Joey, what do you have?
Oh.
What's going to make you interesting, Joey? Come on, tell me about
I
yourself.
Think Joey's interesting.
All right.
It could be someone here that stands on escalators. No, I'm not going to have these people.
Sean, it's your turn.
Or brings presents to weddings. No, I don't want those people.
You don't
here.
Want the present people?
Or it could be a person with their mouth agape in the passing lane on the highway. We Maybe. Can't have them.
I feel like this is similar to one from the past, but I'll ask it anyway.
Okay.
What is the minimal amount of money it would take for you to sleep overnight, a full 8 hours, in a random porta potty that was used all day at a county fair?
Was used
now, there's also stipulations.
We will end with this
there
one. This is good.
There's stipulations.
Look at John. Look at the face.
As if that wasn't bad enough, there are stipulations. The door must be closed, but you can bring your own pillow and blanket.
Oh, gross.
The county fair was in there?
Minimal,
wait, what do we have to come up with? A price tag?
Minimal right. amount
so
of money
gonna,
it would take for you to
Sean,
spend the
you
night.
Have to, well, all four of us have to really think about this. Okay, it's been at a county fair all day.
All day.
I don't even like going in there when
hours.
It's been all
no,
day.
They're so awful.
Yeah.
Can you survive 8 hours in a
I don't know.
Fully used
Is it saying anything about like the usage? Is it average?
Used
heavy,
all day.
Well, used
heavy all day at a county fair.
Which county?
And remember, it's warm. It's county fair, so weather's warm.
Fair season's generally in the summer.
So let's all come up with numbers.
We've got to come out with the amount.
Minimal amount it would take.
Yeah, we have to say it at the same time or at least write it down so no one's influenced by anyone else. Because I don't – all right. I'm going to – and you have to be honest. Don't try to be, oh, I'm too cool for that. I have to sleep in this thing?
For 8 hours.
And I can bring my own pillow and blanket.
Yep.
So I can use the blanket to cover up.
I would want to bring my own pillow.
You can wash the blanket.
No, I'd never use it again.
Just, no, you never use it again. But you can use that to cover up the toilet part, the hole.
That's true.
Oh, now you're starting to think in like the making it –
Block the spoon. Do you use it as a tool?
All right, I have a sheet of paper. I'm going to put my.
And it's a normal size porta potty because John's tall. It's going to be hard for him.
So I don't have a piece of paper.
All right, and then we'll show
Can I have your pen?
Normal size, I don't fit very well anyways. Let's be clear.
It's one night of your life. Come on.
It's one night.
I don't want to influence you guys, so.
You don't have kids in college anymore, Joe.
Yeah,
Mindy.
Oh, sorry.
We'll see. We'll see just who.
I'm going to say.
We'll see who.
It's such a random.
The elitists are here, right?
Wait, why? What's elite? More
like, I'm too
or less.
Good for that. All right, so.
This is just the first number to pop into my head. There's no real rhyme or reason.
All right, good. So the numbers are, we can go in order now because the numbers, you can't change it. So
yeah, it's written down.
$100 million.
$100 million?
Whoa, whoa, whoa. Wow. So you
He put $100 million.
So you don't want to do it at all.
He's a high class snob. Here's my number. Yours?
$5,000.
$5,000
you're going to do it for? $5,000.
Not for $5,000.
Remember,
I'm so embarrassed.
I grew up with a pack of wolves.
Mindy, you're not sleeping.
Mindy said $20.
What'd she say, $100?
I said $2,500.
No, that's I think that's
half.
You would do it for
$2,500? I think I would.
I would. You know what? I would probably do that for $2,500.
$2,500, I would do it.
Oh, no, $200,000.
Are you serious?
Mindy, these two snobs.
Highfalutin snobs.
It's only human waste. It's in the purple fluid. It's sterilized.
Right.
It's one night of your life.
It's one night.
Only $5,000?
$2,500. Talk to her, not me.
I barely even fit in the thing to begin with. I barely even fit in those things to begin with when I go in. And,
it's one night.
No.
8 hours.
You could do it.
My thought is if the person's willing to pay you whatever you're asking to do it, why not go with a huge number?
I don't think that
maybe you're smarter than us.
Mindy's only getting $2,000.
$2,500.
Someone's going to listen to this at its affairs around the area. They're going to be chancing off as a charity that Mindy Ramsey is sleeping in the porta potty.
Or they'll see her go into one, lock her in.
And they're going to be like, let's see how much we could raise to keep Mindy in there for the night.
Oh, my gosh.
No, I respect your answer, and that's a woman who has two daughters soon in college.
Yes, exactly. So, one in college, one soon to be.
Yeah,
there you go.
No, you got...
I don't want to spend 8 hours.
You cover up the whole.
I know, but when you go into a porta potty at the end of a day,
it's so gross.
It is one of the grossest
night of your life.
Yeah, I don't think you could get rid of the smell very soon.
Remember the guy we had on as the pointer with the? We still don't know what that contraption was.
Oh yeah,
cleaning like a spatula, the porta potty,
and we don't want to know what it does.
Yeah, that's true.
We don't want. It had a little latch on it, and it looked like a big spatula.
No, we don't want to know.
No.
Well, see, folks, this is why your questions make the segment. So that was a good one. And
we found out Mindy
is the most desperate, cheap, slithering snake here.
I pretty much am.
And let's just put it out there right now. Mindy's not going to do a fundraiser at every fair this summer.
Mindy is not going to, but now you know the real me.
Keep your questions coming, brownbag@wnep.com. Thanks for coming, everybody. And Mindy, the bathroom is right over there.
I'm not going to spend too much time in it.
Curiosity. What are you so curious about? Everything. Mr. Curiosity. About.